Welcome to the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Football, rankings, debates, dad stuff, with your host, Justin Williams and Matt Renshaw.
And welcome everyone to this edition of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. That's right, we're still alive. Matt,
we're back! We're back!
We are back. I'm your host, Justin Williams, and with me, as always, my good friend, Matt Renshaw. Boy, that felt good. Haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, you got your COVID out, and you can do it now.
Yep. COVID out, guns out, you know what I mean? Not wearing sleeves. Not wearing sleeves.
What do you call in your studio?
This is the quarantine studio.
No, that's not fun at all. You didn't get a sponsorship yet, huh?
You put me on the spot.
Well, Seagram's Escapes is still sponsoring mine, so.
I am drinking a Gold Peak unsweetened iced tea.
Out of a 2-liter bottle, aren't you?
No. It's just a little personal.
Oh.
Do you drink tea?
I don't. I'm a pop guy.
Really?
Can't get behind it. Sorry.
I drink way too much tea, and I drink unsweetened. I don't like that sweetened crap.
It's all crap.
It's not all crap.
It's pretty bad. Do you drink green tea?
When I feel under the weather, I will have a nice warm cup of green tea.
What a sally.
Delicious. When I'm under the weather, I said.
Yeah.
I don't just walk around with a cup of green tea.
Isn't that like the healthy tea?
I think it's pretty good for like your digestive system. I don't know about much else than that.
Why are we talking about tea?
If you know more about green tea and want to share it with the Dynasty Dads.
I'm not talking about tea.
Go ahead and tweet us. We're at Dynasty Dads. And before we get too deep in the show, we should remind everybody who we are sponsored by. This episode of the Dynasty Dads Podcast is brought to you by DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
There it is.
Feels good.
Old dogs, same tricks.
Yeah. And we got more in the family now. When we last saw you, we were dads with four kids between us, and now we have five.
That's right. That's right. You found one or something, right?
I found one somewhere. He just wandered out of my wife. So,
gross.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on out here?
He's 3 months old now. I will keep him. We can't put him back. So,
crazy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Little Cooper.
Man. Cooper. For Cooper Kupp. Unbelievable.
So not cool. For Cooper Kupp. For Amari Cooper.
For Cooper Rush.
For Cooper Stown.
Yeah, and before we started the show, I was pulling up the software that we use to record shows, and I seen the last one that we used, and it was titled Ozzy.
Oi, oi, oi.
And I was like, whoa, man, it has been a while.
No one's even talking about Devin Ozzy anymore. No,
just completely irrelevant at this point. I mean, just think about it, though. In like that short amount of time, everything has changed. Sports are completely different. You know,
yeah.
Football
alone.
We're
not recording podcasts in person anymore.
We're not together. That's why our audio sounds quite a bit different than the last episode, I'm sure. We haven't been on DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
They're a podcast umbrella for a while. But we're back. We are back, and we're going to be back for the season. We're going to be here every single week. I have to talk to you every single week for 45 minutes or more.
Don't act like you don't talk to me every single day.
Right. Since then, you are in real estate.
And I've lost like 30 pounds. Yeah. I'm a completely different person. Like, I'll actually bring something to this podcast from now on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah.
Selling houses, losing weight, having babies.
That's right. Wow. What a turn.
Holy cow.
What a turn for you.
Yeah. Got a haircut.
That's true. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing of all, really.
Yeah.
And I mean, unbelievable, really. Unbelievable. What a life story. I laughed.
2020's been good to me.
You know, and I think that's really important. I think a lot of people kind of were broken down by 2020 so far. And I think that's normal. I think that happens. It's a tough year. But some people really, you know, rose to the occasion.
Yeah.
They had an opportunity to make a baby, and look at you. You went right at it.
I mean, technically, I made the baby in 2019, but.
Hey, you got to follow through, man. Just because you touch the ball with your hands doesn't mean you're coming down with a catch. You know what I mean?
You got to score. 2 feet in.
We should probably start rolling here a little bit. We usually do a family story. Matt, I know that you have a really good story to tell.
Oh, this is funny.
So I'm going to start now because I can't keep up with your story.
Okay.
So I don't really have one. Everything has just changed. My son is he's not going to school. He's 9 years old. He's doing virtual education for the year. And it's weird. It's hard to adjust to. I can't imagine what it's like for him. You know,
what about his teachers?
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. You're a teacher.
Yeah. You've
been a teacher. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
It's a very, very weird thing to go through right now.
Speaking of being a teacher, I made a joke. Sure. I made a joke. It probably most years would be funny, but not this year. But it's funny now because, yeah. So kids were talking about school lunch because we're doing this hybrid, half the kids there, half the kids at home. And they're like, man, lunch tasted weird today. And I have a mask on in class because I have to have a mask on. And I go, yeah, guys, I haven't been able to taste anything for like 2 or 3 days. It's just terrible to even joke about it. And the kids like turn around and like looked at me real quick. And I had this big old smirk on my face, but I have a mask on my face as well. So they can't tell. And they're like, Renshaw. And I was like, oh, it's a joke. Sorry, you can't see my face. It's a joke. Please don't report me to the principal. It's a joke. I'm kidding. I don't have COVID.
That's pretty funny, though. It really is funny.
In the moment, it was hilarious. They laughed. They cried. It was a good one.
Like, well, Matt, yeah. You know, there hasn't been a lot of news. That's why we haven't been here for a while. So, I mean...
Zeke had COVID.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have had COVID, and just most of us don't know it yet. But anyways, we're going to go ahead, and we're going to talk about all the most recent news and notes. And it's going to be a news-heavy show, okay? We're going to kind of catch up a little bit. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Well, Matt, it wouldn't be right to start the news and notes portion of the show without letting everybody know when kickoff is. The NFL kicks off Thursday, September 10th. Texans at KC.
Dude, that's in 8 days.
The Chiefs are favored by 9.5 with a total of 54, according to Bovada. Did you miss the preseason at all? Because I don't miss it.
I think Kansas City could put up 54 by themselves.
They really could. Yeah, Chiefs should roll in that game. Roll.
This is the replay of the game where Houston was up 21-0. And they lost. Sorry, Houston fans. This is the game.
The Texans have thought about this all summer long. Trapped in their homes.
After they traded DeAndre Hopkins, they're going to put up more points.
Trapped in their homes with their wives and kids. Stewing over Patrick Mahomes coming back.
Hey, did you talk about – I haven't looked too deep at the show sheet, but do you talk about Mahomes and his big news today?
Matt, you rarely do, and no, we can talk about it.
He got his Super Bowl ring.
Yeah,
and
no, that's cute.
He gave his wife an engagement or a fiance an engagement ring.
Oh boy, that Patrick Mahomes just keeps getting better and better. I tell you,
congrats, Mr. Mahomes.
The deadline for teams to trim their roster to 53 players is this Saturday afternoon. Not too many notable names as far as fantasy goes.
Mohamed Sanu,
and then, of course, Leonard Fournette was kind of a casualty there.
Yeah.
Devin Smith, formerly of the Cowboys, Ricardo Lewis, Rod Smith of the Raiders had a blip one preseason. I mean, that's really about it. Are there any
so
names
far?
So far. Are there any names that you're kind of expecting to see, hoping to see?
Are the Buccaneers going to keep 3 tight ends?
Well, you can't cut Gronk. You can't cut O.J. Howard.
Who's so Cameron Brate. Oh, Cameron Brate. Brate's been the best tight end Tampa's had the last 3 years.
I agree. So you can't cut Brate. I guess if you had to cut one, it would be O.J. Howard.
Really?
It'd have to be.
I mean, here's
Gronk
my guess.
Came there just to play with Brady.
with the Leonard Fournette news, would you be surprised if LeSean McCoy got cut? Because I would not.
No, it wouldn't surprise me one bit. There's a bunch of running backs that wouldn't surprise me. I think Washington has like freaking six running backs that we've all heard of.
Yeah.
Like they all have some name relevance.
And there's rumors that Bryce Love could be cut.
Yeah, which would be very upsetting. You were talking all about Bryce Love last season.
I just thought this year coming, he was the cheapest one of the bunch to grab, so why not grab him and hope? I mean, when everyone's in a muddy backfield, you might as well take the cheapest guy and see.
I agree. Because I think J.D. McKissic is there too, right?
And apparently he has a role carved out already.
Oh, yeah. We haven't heard that before.
Well, you never know.
J.D. McKissic, Adrian Peterson, Geis is gone. Like the cut guys, right?
Yeah.
I can't think of the other guys, but I know there's more there.
Come on, man. Can't think of anybody else in Washington. You haven't heard the hype machine?
You need to stop.
You really don't know?
I know there's somebody big that I'm missing, but.
Oh my gosh. I kind of want to let you just stew here. You've done this to me before.
I'm not stewing. I really don't care. There's so many names in Washington. I don't see why you'd want to have any of them.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
You don't want any of them? You don't want any of them?
Who am I missing, Matt? Who am I missing?
Antonio Gibson, Justin.
Yeah, I mean.
He's the new Christian McCaffrey.
Sure.
You know what I think it's lost on people? Everyone talks about, oh, he's the new Christian McCaffrey. Oh, Ron Rivera found his Christian McCaffrey. You know, before Christian McCaffrey, Ron Rivera literally ran running back by committees, like everywhere he was. Washington is headed to be a running back by committee. There's going to be no one that jumps out as this lead dog. Stay away from Washington running backs.
I can't wait to get the new Jonathan Stewart.
D'Angelo Williams. Like, he always had a committee. There was never a lead dog. Then Christian McCaffrey came in.
Washington is a fucking just dumpster fire. I'm not interested. And I know I swore. I don't care anymore. Dumpster fire. I want nothing to do with Washington, especially in 2020. Like,
you don't want anything to do with Washington?
I can't think of a single player that I want to have on my roster right now.
We're going to have words when we do Renegades.
You know, the biggest news of the week has to be Leonard Fournette. Okay? Big Len. He was a fourth-year running back. He's coming off of a season in which he actually had a career high in games played, yards from scrimmage, yards per rush, and he's only fumbled the ball three times in his entire pro career.
Dude was the number four overall pick, ahead of Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson.
Yep, number four overall in the 2017 draft class.
Behind Mitch Trubisky, though. He was really good.
And then he gets cut. Just straight up cut.
It's because Jacksonville's trying to lose games.
I agree.
And is Trevor Lawrence going to pull an Eli and say, don't draft me, I don't want to go there?
I don't think so, but Jaguars coach, what's kind of interesting to me, at least, is the Jags coach, Doug Marrone, probably, he comes out and he says that the team couldn't get anything. They tried. They couldn't get a fifth, a sixth, a seventh. According to him, nobody wanted him.
Yeah.
Now, Fournette did average a pedestrian 4 yards per carry on 666 career totes. I love that word, totes. And he scored just 3 touchdowns on the ground last season, which was the actual worst among 14 running backs with at least 20 carries inside the 10-yard line in 2019. Now, his $4.167 million salary also played a part in teams not wanting to give up any sort of compensation. But now, as fate would have it, he found himself to be next to Tom Brady in Tampa Bay.
For now.
And that offense is definitely built for a one-year kind of wonder.
He's not going to start week one. Maybe he does have some role week two. But the talk has been Ronald Jones and Ogunwale.
I struggle to say that Ronald Jones is going to do anything in 2020. He couldn't get past, what's his name?
Peyton Barber.
As you can see, I'm really well prepared for the show today. He couldn't get past Peyton Barber. He had a whole season to do it, Matt. He couldn't do it. He had a whole offseason to do it. Couldn't do it.
He was a rookie. Give me Ronald Jones this year. I'll take Ronald Jones.
You'll take Ronald Jones over Leonard Fournette in 2020? Because I'll take that bet all day long. All day long.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my Gundersons. I can't believe you'd even say that. That's crazy. Yes. That's crazy.
Which is weird because coming out, Rojo was your, like, number two running back behind Barkley.
Yeah, but he's not better than Leonard Fournette in 2020.
It's just going to be mud. It's just going to be gross, which is weird because Bruce Arians usually has a RB1, like, you're the guy. But
I could see Rojo having a couple of good games, for sure. Let's play up for
it. We just talked about this. Games kick off in 6 days, the opener. Fournette's going to have, like, five plays that he knows by that time.
But Fournette's going to be on the field more because he knows how to block. Rojo couldn't get on the field because he's not a good pass blocker.
But he's a better pass blocker now. Reportedly.
In Jacksonville now, you have a hodgepodge of guys. You have Raquel Armstead, Chris Thompson has suddenly come back to life. Divine Azigbo?
Devin.
Probably. Do you have high expectations for any of these guys in Jacksonville?
I will definitely hit on one of those names you just talked about later on in the show.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. What is Leonard Fournette then to you right now? Like as an asset?
Well, you know what? I had this conversation with Mr. JP Hurley earlier today. Before he was on a team, and he was like, "Well, I wouldn't take a second for Leonard Fournette right now." And I'm like, "I absolutely would take a second for Fournette right now. Absolutely. He's going to go somewhere that already has a starter established, or he's going to go to a muddy, crazy backfield. There was no clear cut. Like, yes, this is the place to go." And he's like, "I would have won a first. No one's going to pay you a first. I would give up a second. I would take a second to get Fournette, and I would give up a second to get Fournette." Like, that, to me, that's the equilibrium, a second-round pick.
Well, right now, according to DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
Leonard Fournette has a value of 19.3 in a regular 12-team size Dynasty format.
Yeah.
Your 2020-201 is worth 10, not so 19 about half points. That.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're probably – more realistically, we're going to be jumping forward to 2021. Let's say it's an early second. Yeah, nowhere near the value. Right, DTC would definitely side for Fournette.
Okay. I would agree with that. But look at it this way. If I told you right now you could trade Leonard Fournette for Bryan Edwards, who was a second-round pick, who would you rather have?
Fournette.
Antonio Gibson?
Fournette.
Michael Pittman?
I'd consider it.
Okay. Van Jefferson's getting a lot of play. I think I would take Fournette. But I'm just saying, some of these second-round guys, I don't know if you would – depending on the league, I don't think these players would get moved for Fournette.
Was there a better landing spot for Fournette than Tampa Bay? Because I don't think there was.
Philly, I think, would have been nice.
Ugh. Philly wouldn't know how to use him. They got a much more talented running back, if you ask me.
Yeah, but there's no clear two there. Could have had a Thunder and Lightning. I mean, Indies, probably not. Kansas City would have been fun just to watch Twitter burn.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Wouldn't that have been fun?
It would have been fun.
Chicago, I think, could have made some sense. New Orleans, if they traded Kamara.
Well, and that's the next story I was going to mention. You know, Alvin Kamara had a bit of a holdout, a very brief holdout.
Stop it.
It was reported that it was contract related. He didn't go to
practice. He had headaches.
He's due $2.13 million in the final year of his rookie deal this season.
Okay. Yeah, and there's no way they're going to trade him. Zero.
Yeah, I seen that story, and people were acting like that was legit. No, they're just telling him, get back on the field.
Come on. Yeah.
You want to, you know, what do you want to do? But – it made me pull up the depth chart over there in New Orleans.
Metavious
Murray? It's Metavious Murray. Yeah. Something happens to Alvin Kamara, and that's a guy I haven't heard anything about. It's the Metavious Murray show. Yes, it is.
It's a Taysom Hill show. It is. It's a Taysom Hill show.
You know, if you're gonna draft Alvin Kamara, you have to do it very early. You have to get.
He's a top five pick.
Easily, startup top five pick.
Yeah,
and I haven't seen Metavious Murray go anywhere near where he should be. That guy could end up being a complete steal. Something happens to Kamara. He's looking at his contract. Yeah, he's looking at his contract like, man, I really don't need to push it. I'm going to get paid regardless.
Is he? Because running backs get paid.
Kamara's on a whole other level, and you know it. Another level.
I do not disagree with that. I would pay him. But Breeze retires. I think he's more valuable. But the Saints aren't going to pay him. They paid Taysom Hill like $12 million a year for 5 years.
Terrible. Terrible, terrible contract.
Awful but they contract. Didn't pay – but they can't pay Kamara? Like, come on. That should tell you something.
Speaking of getting paid, Matt, the Chiefs are finalizing 6-year contracts for Coach Andy Reid and GM Brett Veach, probably, keeping the duo together through the 2025 season, according to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, probably.
No, I'm not even laughing at that. I saw something today that said Patrick Mahomes got his ring. Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend got her ring. Andy Reid got paid, and he's going to go get some onion rings.
Man, onion rings sound bomb right now. I'm not going to lie. Oh. We're recording this at like 10:30 at night. And that sounds amazing. Veach's rise, for those who don't know, has been pretty damn quick. He jumped from director of player personnel to GM just before the 2017 season.
Yeah, they fired
John Dorsey, and that was a surprise. Yeah. The two have really been near perfect ever since. I have to ask, Matt, you know, there's been a little bit of contention between the top dynasty quarterback this year.
Stop it.
A little bit. Stop I've seen some it. People say it's Lamar Jackson. I've seen some people say it's Mahomes.
Do you follow Lamar Jackson's mom on Twitter or something? Is that where you're seeing that? Man. There's no question it's Mahomes.
I keep thinking back to everybody saying Lamar Jackson's the next Michael Vick. And no. I keep thinking, you know, not going to happen. I'm really coming around.
Stop it. I am.
Dude.
If that's the case, then Mahomes is the next Favre. Except he has a ring.
I feel like there's comparisons Favre to be drawn. Ring too. Yeah, he did. There's comparisons to be drawn.
To who? Favre and Mahomes or Vic and absolutely. Jackson? Absolutely.
You're telling me when you watch Patrick Mahomes play, you don't think a little bit of Brett Favre?
No. You know who I think of? Stop. Do you know who I think of? I think of Patrick Mahomes because there's nobody like him. Oh, dude does no-look passes.
You're drooling right now. What are you doing?
I'm all over Mahomes. I love it. I can't think of a league where I don't have him. And I do. I have a lot of Mahomes-Kelsey stacks this year. A lot. I
hope that works out for you.
I have it. I'm telling you, probably 80% of my leagues. If I have Mahomes, I have Kelsey.
Drew Lock shares.
I traded them. Ronald Jones.
Yeah. The Eagles wide receiver, Jalen Reagor. Probably is expected to be out for 4 weeks. Reagor suffered a slight tear in his labrum that will not require surgery. The situation could change, but it appears as though Reagor avoided a serious injury.
This is the same issue that Tyrell Williams is on the IR for this year that he suffered last year.
You know, Matt, I am no doctor, but when I heard that he had a slight tear in his labrum, I feel like that's something that's going to stick with him all season.
It like doesn't just get slightly better. You can't put slight tape on your labrum.
Yeah, you don't feel I don't feel like that's gonna work out. Well, and the Eagles also have Alshon Jeffrey with a Liz Frank injury. He's on the pup list right now. And so that leaves JJ Arcega-Whiteside.
Sega
and DeSean Jackson as the starting outside receivers with Greg Ward playing slot.
Is it Ward hurt? I think Ward's hurt too.
He might be banged up. It's the Eagles. They're always banged up for some reason. Rookies Quez Watkins and John Hightower could also get some run, but my goodness, DeSean Jackson starting in 2020. What a time to be alive. What a treat.
Yeah, you know what I hear when I hear this? Go get Dallas Goedert. Because he's cheap and he's gonna be the beneficiary of all of this injury news. They'll run two tight ends, they'll put somebody on the slot. Ertz is still gonna play. Goddard's the winner.
Matt, if I looked into my big giant crystal ball and I told you Miles Sanders ends up top five running back scoring 2020. Am I crazy? Girl. You think that's crazy?
I don't think he's that high. I think you're crazy.
I think the potential upside is amazing.
Everyone has potential upside 8 days before the season starts.
Man, that offense, I think he's the best player on that offense. Like, and I don't think it's close.
Okay, so you think he finishes top five?
No. I said I'm looking at my giant crystal ball in my hand, and I'm saying if I were to tell you this ball says – he's a top five running back this year. Is that crazy? I don't think it is.
I think it's crazy.
I think we'd look back and be like, oh, yeah, that made sense. In PPR leagues? Okay. Speaking of crazy, the Ravens head coach John Harbaugh said rookie running back J.K. Dobbins will likely have a significant role in Baltimore's offense. This blew up on my Twitter. I don't know about yours. This is all over Reddit, all over Twitter. All over the interwebs.
Yeah? Is it a surprise? They spent a second-round pick on the guy.
I know. Ravens beat writers for weeks have said that Dobbins will have an immediate role in the team's backfield alongside 31-year-old Mark Ingram. Baltimore running back saw 393 carries in 2019. Friendly reminder for the audience here, okay?
How many did their running back that throws the ball carry?
Well, that was – no. That stat was for running backs.
I know.
Okay. As a friendly reminder, Mark Ingram is a grown-ass man. Gus Edwards is the toughest.
Big trust.
Gus Edwards is the toughest guy named Gus in the history of mankind.
Stop it.
And Justice Hill, still on the roster. Are you buying?
Do not get on the Justice Hill train.
Are you buying the J.K. Dobbins hype right now? Are you slowing the roll?
No. Give me all of the J.K. Dobbins.
Oh, you're crazy.
Why am I crazy? Man, you just talked – Gus Edwards is going to get cut. There was talk that he was getting traded.
Dude, hey, I'm not saying he's an all-star. I'm just saying.
I don't know why he didn't change his name to Truss Edwards, because then you could be like Big Truss Edwards, and Ingram and him could get along.
Yeah, that would –
Justice Hill's gone too. Justice Hill – there's no way Justice Hill makes it. I'm sorry.
Man, that was depressing.
Edwards might stick around, but there's no way Hill does.
Look, if it depends on what you're looking at right now. Like, if you're looking at Dobbins as an asset, a guy that could blossom into being a star running back for your roster, hey, I'm on board. Every rookie can do that. I like it. Go for it. That's your guy. No problem. But if you're expecting J.K. Dobbins to come into the Baltimore Ravens and end up as a, I don't know, top 15 running back in 2020, it ain't happening.
You don't think
right now it's not going to happen.
There top 24?
I'll give you top 24.
Top 20?
No.
I'll put him in top 20.
No.
There's so many carries there in that backfield.
There's a ton of carries. You know who they're going to go to?
I want to tell you, I'm expecting a Lamar Jackson regression, but
yeah, he has to, though. He has to. He's going to regress. Mark Ingram, I know he's older, but Mark Ingram looked really good last year. Really good. That's the perfect offense for a guy like Mark Ingram. He just needs to take a playoff or two every now and then, and J.K. Dobbins is going to be that guy.
He's always done better when he has someone with him. He did better with Lamar. But then when it was on his own, yeah, not so much. So, and I think that's Dobbins. Now, I'm not comparing Dobbins to Kamara, but another young, elusive back can't hurt.
Who scores more? Scores PPR more leagues. What? Who scores more? Just fantasy points.
Points?
Points.
I will take Dobbins.
In 2020?
In 2020. I don't trust that Ingram doesn't get hurt. I'm just telling you, that would be my bet. I'll take the he's probably the favorite in that bet too, but I'll take it.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy probably said the team would not name its starting quarterback ahead of their week one game against Detroit. As Lions beat writer Dave Burkett probably notes, Detroit might not know which quarterback they're facing until the Chicago offense takes the field for the first time in the season opener. It's a bizarre scenario, and one that speaks to Nagy's lack of confidence in Mitchell Trubisky and Nick Foles. Nagy has played coy this offseason when asked if Trubisky has improved. Boy. Doesn't this just scream
if like you're we're a Bears fan? Who do you want to start?
Yeah. I think if you're a Bears fan, there's never been a better year to not want to go to like games at all. Like you're just like, "Ah, okay, well, it's not that big of a loss that I can't go to any of the Bears home games this year."
Are like, the Bears the third best team in the NFC North? I'm serious.
I feel like this is one of those years where we're going to see – there's always one team where we see a quarterback carousel. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to see Trubisky for a couple weeks. Then he's going to blow up, like, terribly, a bad way. And then Foles is going to come in. Foles is going to have a nice couple games. Then he's going to bomb. And then we're going to see Trubisky again. Like, they're not going – neither one of these guys is going to have any, like, sustained fantasy relevance for the season.
Wow.
Their spot starts at best. You're hoping for bye week fill-ins here. And if you ask me, I'm all in on Foles. I mean, if you got to pick one.
I just think Chicago could surprise some teams or some people this year. And no one's expecting them to do anything. No one. They're the third. Like the Lions are probably. I don't know. Maybe the Bears are the worst team in the division. You're a big Matt Stafford believer.
I think Matt Stafford's a fine quarterback. I think he's an underrated quarterback, but I think he's just surrounded by such lackluster talent. I really do.
I think Matt Stafford's surrounded by lackluster talent. They got Hawkinson. They got Galladay. They got Swift.
How long have we said like Kenny Galladay is like this all-star wider, this Megatron Jr.? Like I know he's Stop good. It. I know he's good, but like he's not. Stop he's nowhere it. Near Megatron. He's nowhere near Calvin Johnson level, and I know most guys aren't. But I'm just like I. He has flashes.
Didn't he finish as a top 10 wide receiver last year? Top 8?
I think so. I think he was up there. He had some monster games too.
And he didn't have Stafford. He had a terrible. Who were the quarterbacks in Detroit last year?
I can't even tell you. I couldn't even tell you.
So that you don't think that plays into? I don't know. I think
Stafford. I don't like his coaching situation anymore. I don't think Matt Patricia has what it takes to be a head coach. Especially on a team like that. Their running back situation is overplayed. Kerryon Johnson's overrated at this point. The rookie behind Kerryon, who is it? It's not Swift. Is it Swift?
It is Swift. Oh, my god.
Swift
goodness.
Is overrated. Fast.
That's Stop it.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if it's 2020, but I'm just really pessimistic.
Let's talk about the Broncos. Let's talk about Drew Lock.
What about him? What about the
You're
next
big on
MVP
all your,
of
all your,
of the
yeah,
NFL?
That. That's what I'm waiting for. Your and homerism.
Dude, the Broncos have such good wide receivers right now. It's crazy. Courtland Sutton will have a better career statistically than Kenny Galladay. What's all said and done. Write that down.
Luke?
Put that in your
Is
journal.
That you, Luke?
Man, Courtland Sutton's so good. So good.
Courtland Sutton isn't even going to – whatever.
Say it.
He's not even going to be the best receiver on Denver this year.
Oh, how dare you? Courtland Sutton is a grown-ass man.
I will take the field.
The New York Post, Brian Costello, probably, has Le'Veon Bell. Well, he says that Le'Veon Bell hasn't had an impressive training camp.
Shut up.
This kind of run around. I know,
Shut
right?
up.
Buddy, there's no preseason. I gotta report what I got.
I understand. No one has a good preseason with Adam Gase as the head coach.
Well, and Le'Veon Bell doesn't seem like the practice hard kind of guy. He just doesn't to me.
Writing rhymes.
This isn't the first time that we've heard concerns over Bell's camp struggles. And I put quotes, little air bunny ears over struggles.
Let's be real. The head coach didn't want him.
No. No way.
The GM signed him. And then they fired the GM.
It's being reported that Bell has been completely outplayed by Frank Gore and rookie LaMichael Perrine. While Gore is like actually cutting into his first team reps. It's a pretty bad look for Bell, who's coming off of 3.2 yard per carry last year. I just don't know what to really take of this. Adam Gase's history is really, really bad for running backs in general. He traded Jay Ajayi. He benched Kenyon Drake for Gore. Bell's contract locks him in as a starter.
Traded for Ballage.
Yeah.
Frank Gore had a career resurgence in Florida.
Well, Le'Veon Bell had a 77% snap rate in 2019.
Yeah.
Like he's on the field all the time.
Yeah, and he had no quarterbacks because Darnold saw ghosts and had mono.
Mono is nothing to play with, Matt.
Are we sure it was mono? Yeah.
Maybe Sam Darnold was the first person to have COVID. Maybe he had bat soup or something.
Maybe he got COVID-1.
Wow, you're right. That's how it all starts. That's true. That's science right there. That's science.
Isn't this no? He was drafted in the first round. COVID-1. New York City.
Matt, is Le'Veon Bell a crazy value or overpriced?
Yes, he's an RB2. Take him in the fifth round all day. All day.
DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
Has Le'Veon Bell rated as a 12.4 value. For those of you keeping score at home, J.K. Dobbins has a value of 23.1. So J.K. Dobbins is, according to DTC.
It's because he's younger and it's a dynasty standpoint.
Absolutely. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying. For comparison's sake, why don't we do let's do
how about we do this?
A big Fournette.
That's exactly who I was just gonna say. Fournette or Bell?
Fournette has a value of 19.3.
Okay.
Which is
I know
a considerable
who I'm taking.
Jump.
I'm taking Bell over Fournette. Easy.
I agree with that. There's a lot of hate going on with Bell right now, and I don't think
What are we doing agreeing? We don't ever
I'm sorry. Agree. You're wrong and you're an idiot.
But you like Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. Is that my role?
Le'Veon Bell or Mark Ingram?
You know what?
Ooh, I got one after
Mark
this.
Ingram.
Le'Veon Bell or Melvin Gordon?
It's Melvin Gordon.
That's where I would take two.
Yeah, I don't think they went out and got Melvin Gordon and like still have real plans for Philip Lindsay. Like I've seen like in Bronco camps, they're worried about Philip Lindsay cutting into Melvin Gordon time. Nah, fam. They went and got Melvin Gordon because they don't think very highly of Philip Lindsay. Philip Lindsay's a baller. He's a great
player. Philip Lindsay is the new Austin Eckler.
Yes. And he's a poor man's Austin Eckler too. I'll say it. Austin Eckler's better.
Well, duh. You're talking about a first, second round pick?
Dude, Philip Lindsay put up numbers last year.
Yeah.
And he looks good doing it. Like, he's a high-energy guy. Looks great doing it. But it's just not going to work. Sorry.
You're the Broncos fan. I don't care. We're not talking about Zeke and Pollard.
Well, I mean, why would we?
Zeke should probably be the first overall pick. You know he's not going to get COVID. He already had it.
Yeah, that's how that works. We know
he built
so much
up immunities.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the chicken pox. You get it once and you never get it again.
Or AIDS. NFL.com went ahead and predicted 2020 season award winners. They pulled 35
of
their writers.
You hate this.
They pulled 35 of their NFL like experts, if you will. Let's start off with comeback player of the year.
This is easy.
keep in mind, these are predictions for comeback player of the year.
This is easy.
They tied at 10 apiece, Big Ben and Alex Smith.
Does that mean we get to be the deciding vote?
Yeah, go ahead.
Alex Smith.
Okay, I pick Big Ben then.
Alex Smith came back from almost dying, from almost having one leg. If he gets cleared and puts on a uniform this year, he should be comeback player of the year.
The prediction for rookie of the year, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Get out of here with that crap.
He had 11 of the 35 votes.
Who's your rookie of the year?
It's hard. I'd say it's Joe Burrow.
I was going to say Tua.
Yeah. I don't know how you don't pick a quarterback there if you got to predict one.
I think the Dolphins could win a wild card spot this year.
I could see it. Let's see. Christian McCaffrey edged out Patrick Mahomes as the offensive player of the year, 6-5. Yet Mahomes was voted as the most likely league MVP with 21 votes, which makes no sense to me.
Yeah. Only Lamar Jackson won it last year, right?
Correct.
And Mahomes won Super Bowl MVP.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, somebody comes out of nowhere each year. There's got to be a story. Last year, Dak was in the conversation for a little while for MVP.
For a little while, yeah.
I mean, it's the story. It's not – I mean, last year the story was Lamar Jackson's breaking all these records. He won MVP. So who's got the best story to win the MVP? That's kind of where I'm at with it.
I don't know if I really agree with all that, but
– Tom Brady.
All I can tell you is it's not going to be a wide receiver because it's never a wide receiver.
Maybe it's Kenny Golladay. Why doesn't Matt Stafford get any love for comeback player of the year?
Because he's always been mediocre.
Maybe.
All right, last thing. Then we'll go on to your BS. ESPN.com has predicted their top 100 players of the 2020 season. I just want to kind of briefly go over this.
Sure, they went on a limb with these ones.
Yeah, their rankings were from 46 of ESPN's NFL experts, and they actually used that word in the article, which was interesting.
Cool.
Some of our listeners may remember ESPN did this last year as well, so I thought it was kind of fun to go through and kind of compare it.
Oh, compare? Cool.
You're being sarcastic. Patrick Mahomes tops the list as numero uno.
What?
Yeah. Lamar Jackson went from unranked last year to number three.
He was unranked?
He was unranked last year. Yeah. Oh, I'm not done. Michael Thomas is your top wide receiver at 5 overall.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers dropped from 6 last year to 23. Derrick Henry.
Rodgers.
Derrick Henry went from unranked to 28.
Yeah. I'm not a Derrick Henry guy.
But, boy, that tells you how low everyone was on Derrick Henry.
For good reason.
Oh, absolutely. But I just
Darrington think that's Evans, crazy. SZN. That's the Twitter thing. If you were on there more often, you'd know.
Cooper Kupp at 95. Four teams went unrepresented in the list. The Bengals, the Washington football team, the Jets, and the Dolphins. Not a single player in the top 100. 35 players were actually ranked this year that were unranked last year. And yes, I went through the entire list and counted.
Experts.
Yeah. So that's all I have for news and notes, Matt.
Nice.
Yeah, well.
You want some week one renegades?
You know what? I do. But before we do that, let's play the sounder.
Man,
Red Shadows Renegades have been gone for months.
Too long.
And this is the time. You're finally back.
Oh.
You're in the
You're going to build this up, and I'm going to disappoint.
And we are all ready to hear this waste of time. So let's hear it.
Man, why you gotta say it like that?
We don't get to see these guys for another 8 days.
I know. So I got a running back and I got a wide receiver, both under that 50% barrier.
Great.
I know. One we've talked about. My running back is Devin Ozigbo in Jacksonville, and it's because somebody has to do something in Jacksonville.
And why not a guy with a last name Ozigbo?
Yeah, because he can Zeke when they zag.
There you go. Zeke when they bow.
He's owned 21% of leagues, so he's pretty much free. Might as well go take a shot on him. If you got room at the end of your bench, pick him up and stash him and see what happens.
According to DiceTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
Ozigbo has a value of 2.0. So like you said,
woo-hoo.
If you're in the right kind of league, practically free.
Pretty much. Wide receiver, I've been on this guy's train for a while, and I'm just amazed that his numbers are still under 50%. Steven Sims, owned in 44% of leagues, the wide receiver 2 for the Washington football team. The Washington football thrower is going to throw the ball to Steven Sims a lot. Over the final 3 weeks of last season, he had a game with 5 receptions, 45 yards, and 1 touchdown. A game with 6 receptions, 64 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And the last week of the season, 5 receptions, 81 yards, and another touchdown. 29 targets. Dude's being drafted outside the top 70 receivers. That's insane value. Washington's going to be awful. They're going to throw the ball a lot. Steven Sims is your guy.
Steven Sims has a value of 1.6, according to DTC. Only 23 years old. Very young. And Washington just named Dwayne Haskins as their starting quarterback for week 1. So you got that locked in.
I'm telling you. Sims is a guy. He'll be over 60% after week 2.
Okay. I think we're getting a little crazy. It's late. You clearly haven't had your chocolate milk. And I think that Steven Sims is just a guy.
He's
a jag.
He is not a jag.
He's a jag. So it is what it is.
Better than Anthony Golden Goosage, the wide receiver that they drafted. Give me Sims all day. All day.
I don't think I want any Washington football team player. It's clear they're punting this year. 100% punting. They're done. There's no question. This is such a punt year. If there's ever a year to punt, it's a year when you don't have fans in the stands.
And you have to rename your team after this year.
Right. They got other things going on. The Washington team, punt. Who else?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. Absolute punt. Giant punt. Acting like a total punt. This whole team. Just a bunch of punts.
I thought you were talking about the Giants, like the New York football Giants.
Oh, well.
They got Clapper now. The Clapper.
Clap on, clap off.
Jason Clapper Garrett.
You know, Matt, when we're talking about Jason Garrett, that's a really good sign to me that this show's done. It's off the rails completely. Didn't take that long. But absolutely, we need to wrap this up at this point.
All right, fine. Next week.
Yes, absolutely. We do thank everybody for their patience and those who did reach out about the show and what was going on. And,
yeah,
you know, it was just
kind of – good to be back.
It was a hard time. We didn't want to bring you a show with audio quality being the way that it is right now, but it is what it is. It's probably going to be this way for a little while longer.
Yeah.
There's really nothing else that we can do. We have a couple of mics that we're going to try out, see how those work.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's it. It's nice to be back with you, Matt. I really do appreciate the time.
I'm excited to start doing this again.
Be sure to check us out on Twitter. We are at Dynasty Dads. Matt is over there for the most part.
Boom.
And, yeah, that's a really good place to connect with us. And be sure to like, subscribe, review, whatever it is that you do on the platform that you like to use for podcasts. We appreciate it. We see all of it. And we love you all. DiceTradeCalculator.com is the place
to
go.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
We do have merch and the sales of anything with our pretty little faces on it absolutely helps the show.
I bought a onesie. I got a onesie.
Absolutely. You can never have too many onesies.
Cooper has a Dynasty Dad's onesie.
Isn't that cool? Ain't that something? Yeah. Ain't that something? Just look at it. All right. Thank you all. We will we'll see you next week. And football is finally freaking here. Thank you.
We out.
We're out.
Thanks for hanging out with us on another episode of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at Dynasty Dads. Visit us at our website, dynastydads.com, for articles, news, and notes, Dynasty Dads gear, and more.